Daily Rest, Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. This week's theme is Gifts of God's Varied Grace. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. The gift of encouraging. It may be a challenge to think of giving encouragement as a gift. It can be an immense boost to receive encouraging words. Being a Christian in a fallen world is discouraging, so to be lifted by kind words and scripture delivered by a fellow Christian is a needed blessing. Five different times in Acts, Paul is mentioned as sharing encouragement with his fellow Christians. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 21 and 22, he describes sending Tychicus to the Christians in Ephesus just to encourage them. There is no doubt that the Apostle Paul's words of encouragement were consistently supported by the gospel. How else could one receive such an uplift from the words of another? Giving encouragement to a fellow Christian is also a wonderful blessing, and it is a true gift to be a naturally encouraging person. As Christians encourage one another, the givers and receivers are both lifted by God's word. Our Savior himself promises to be present where two or three are gathered together in my name. Matthew 18, verse 20. While on earth, we are used to thinking of sharing as a sacrifice. However, sharing encouragement is not a situation where one person's gain is another's loss. The living water of the gospel is ever flowing, yet never spent. The scriptural encouragement given and received comes with the power of God. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. May we all seek to both give and receive the blessed encouragement of the gospel of Christ, filling one another with the promised strength to wait on the Lord. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. From sorrow, toil, and pain, and sin, we shall be free, and perfect love and friendship reign through all eternity. Amen.